Excuse me, this is the October 23rd meeting of our Solid Waste Management Council being held virtually. And we have everyone here. First on the agenda, any public comment from anybody that wishes to speak?
I don't see any hands going up.
I don't see any members of the public on.
Okay.
Do you?
No, I do not.
Okay. We have become pretty boring then, I guess. I'll take that as a compliment. We'll close that. Hearing none, we'll close that part of the agenda. And next up is the minutes from our September 30th meeting. Everyone had a chance to review those?
I have a couple of corrections on the minutes, Chris.
Okay.
If you'll scroll down, Patrick, to the survey review, just in the third sentence there, it says information from this survey is used to calculate, should be how much space, not
oh,
how much.
How much, okay.
Yeah, and then the other correction I saw is on the next meeting should be Wednesday, October 23rd, rather than Monday, October 23rd.
Man, I'm just all over the place today, okay?
Good catches. Good catches.
Sorry. We'll get those done, okay?
I didn't have any other good catches, thank you. I didn't have any other corrections or anything.
Okay,
we'll move. We'll get to those in our later agenda. Let's move to division updates, Patrick.
Okay, thank you. Welcome, everybody. Nice day out there today, at least from what I've heard.
It's gorgeous. I highly recommend taking 5 minutes outside.
Permits, environmental compliance, all of our permits are current and no compliance issues. Are identified. From a safety standpoint, no OSHA or DOT violations and no OSHA reportable injuries. No customer service issues at this time. And homeless camp cleanup. Year to date, at the end of September, we were at 1,032 of the 1,500 tons approved year to date. General information, personnel update. We are looking for an office manager. If you recall, we had just recently hired a gentleman, and during the initial period, we determined that he wasn't the right fit for the position, so we released him, and we were in the process of looking for another entity, okay? We also have one traffic control position vacant at this time also. 2025 budget update. The mayor presented the budget to the county council yesterday. And they have that is available online if you're interested in looking through 1,000 plus pages of information. And the budget workshops will begin, and solid waste as well as public works is scheduled for November 19th. And in essence, again, what we do during that is they have the opportunity to question us or ask us any questions. We give a presentation, and they just ask any questions relative to our budget. And the final approval of that doesn't occur till December. Project review? Oh, go ahead.
Well, then, Patrick, I was just going to add that in the mayor's presentation yesterday, because this is an enterprise fund, they really basically passed it as proposed, and so hopefully it goes through the council the same way with no cuts or anything like that. It's because it's completely self-funded. They're not asking for tax money or anything like that. We're not asking for tax money, so.
Yeah, it's always fun. I, I talked with Darren Casper after the meeting. Just said hi, and he said, "Well, Pat, sorry, we didn't say much about solid waste." I said, "Well, that's okay. We don't mind that at all. If you're not talking about us, it means everything's pretty good." So
stay under the radar.
Exactly. Okay, project review. Module 8 is nearly completed. The fencing, I believe, at this time has been completed. I would like to invite anybody who would like to come out and see the new module. We could certainly plan a time. So if you're interested, I know that some people have talked about wanting to come out. Our only inspection we have left really is with UDEQ, and I prefer just have them there for that. But we're willing to take you guys, anybody around, show you the new module. Okay? The South Landfill Gas Header Rehabilitation Design drawings are still being finalized, and we're making progress on those, and we're also making progress on the second gas flare purchase installation. That is moving forward also. And then those go align also with information that we do need to have to allow us to do the final revisions to the gas beneficial use RFP, because those gas quantities are going to change. Any questions on any of the division updates today? Hey.
Not a question, just more a comment. I think we, if we want to organize a trip out to go out and see the new module together, I think that would be good. So something we can discuss if y'all are open.
I'll send an email out. People can provide me some dates, okay?
Cool. Thanks.
Chris, I can proceed with the next portion if you're ready for that.
Yep, sorry. Just
no, you're fine.
Toggling between too many.
Just report expenses through September, tracking just as we expect. No surprises. Top 10 expense accounts, roughly the same thing. Again, no surprises. Any questions on the expense side of things?
Nope. Patrick, just again, maybe more of a comment, but correct me if I'm wrong, but it would not be cause for alarm to see that percent of remaining budget on depreciation and amortization with 25% of the year remaining, simply because those costs have been taken care of or allocated at this point, so we're not,
yes,
not really going to see any more. That's really it, right?
Correct. We allocated through the year, yeah. Yeah, the only thing we don't see that is the indirect costs that they have hit for the year. So,
Patrick, I think, Janet, did you do a budget adjustment for that, if I remember correctly?
We did.
Right. So that's probably just not reflected right here, Chris. But there is a budget adjustment so that we can get through the rest of the year with that, with the depreciation.
Okay.
No, I'm sorry. I see what you were asking now, Chris. My bad. The 15 versus the 25.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
The actual dollars hit versus how many months yep. left. Year.
We did do a budget adjustment. That's correct. Thank you, Chris. Thank you, Jared. Revenue side of things, we're running ahead, but we're nothing new from the last several months. Again, the strongest thing has been our interest income, but I prefer to be in this position a little ahead than behind. Again, any extra cash that we do, is that we have a place for it. Are you guys hearing that echo?
Yeah, just start my speakers on.
Okay. I think we're good now. There we go. Thank you. As far as MSW tons year to date, again, nothing's much changed since last month. Trending as expected. It's been a good year again. website, Green Waste, turning as expected. You can see the September storm hit 2020, September, so it reflected 2020. That was the reason for the huge jump in 2020, the big windstorm. We've been strong on compost sales, as expected, with a little stronger due to Transjordan. We sold another additional 1,300 yards to Ames for use out at Rio Tinto, Kennecott, last month. So we'll even see, this will be our best year so far for compost sales since I've been around. Nothing new on our top customers. Some minor changes at the bottom, but our top three or four customers have remained the same.
Patrick, I have a budget question and comment for you.
Yeah.
Most of our heavy equipment, if I remember right, it's on the balance sheet, but it doesn't go into the vehicle replacement fund. Is that right?
That's correct. Yeah, that has to be pickup trucks. Stuff like that.
How many trucks do we have that contribute to the vehicle replacement fund?
You know what? I don't know that number right offhand, but I can certainly get that and provide that to you.
Okay. The reason I ask is because if you in the budget, mayor's budget presentation yesterday, in 2025, all the agencies instead of contributing their annual fleet levy to their vehicle replacement fund, they're going to contribute that levy to their own fund balance, and so that'll be some agencies, that'll be quite a bit of money. I just wondered how much money that means to you, Patrick.
Okay, let me find out how many trucks we have, and we can talk more about that.
Yeah, probably not a lot. If it's just some pickup trucks,